If the truth they speak is saving lives, we should listen.
You can't handle the truth.
You don't want to hear the truth.
It is 17 past the hour from our New York studios. It's the one and only Don Lemon. Good morning, G.
Good morning. You know what the truth is? I mean, Sybil knows that you, I mean, you can debate what color Jesus is, but you can't mess with who?
Santa Claus.
Jay, you know you can't mess with Santa Claus, because I'm sure y'all remember just last week when we talked about the picture that I posted on social media. It was this guy who looked like the popular depiction of Jesus. He was selling Christmas trees in my neighborhood. Mm-hmm. I thought it was funny. A lot of people didn't. Well, this week, I have been outdone by a Fox News anchor who emphatically stated not only that Jesus was white, but that Santa Claus is white too. Gasp. That really got everybody up in arms. News columns were written about it, blogs, editorials. It even became the lead story on some of the news channels. I even covered it on my show on CNN. And after I played the Fox interview for my panel on my show, I somehow found it hard to control my laughter. I guess it was a confluence of events. One was is that I was actually discussing the topic on national television for obvious reasons. That's all I can say, obvious reasons. You know what I'm talking about. The other was in the moment the emphasis on Santa's race being white just struck me as funny. I mean, it sounded even absurd. Even more absurd was that no one on her show, I don't know if you saw it, no one challenged her, even batted an eye at her, that Santa and Jesus are white declaration. But as someone who has been misquoted and misinterpreted, my first inkling was to cut the host some slack. I mean, if she meant that the traditional and popular depiction of Santa is white, then she's absolutely right. But that's not what she said. Her quote was, "For all you kids watching at home, Santa is just white." And after a few days, she clarified the statement by saying, almost verbatim what I said, that she meant that the popular depiction of Santa Claus is white. That's what she came back and said. Again, that wasn't her original statement. And that's not what most people in this country heard. And even if we all got it wrong, there is still something presumptive about her original statement. It presumes white as a default race in a country with rapidly shifting demographics. I won't go into, you know, much of the history of Santa Claus, but the person who Santa is based on is Saint Nicholas. He was Greek and from a part of the world known as Southern Turkey now, not a place of fair-skinned, rosy-cheeked people who look like the current popular versions of Santa. Mm. The news anchor later said that she was surprised that her offhand comment spoken in jest became a national firestorm. I'm going to give her the benefit of the doubt again. I'm going to take her word for that. But what she should be aware of is that there is a reason for certain phrases and that they become cliches. One of them goes like this: many a truth is often spoken in jest. And by saying what she said, she may have unwittingly exposed a deeper truth, not only about her own beliefs, but about many people's beliefs in America, that Santa is and should be just like them, white. Now, cue Santa Claus is a black man right now.
And go straight to the ghetto.
Santa Claus goes straight to the ghetto.
As long as my kids stay black, Santa Claus always okay. Gonna be black.
I couldn't believe nobody batted an eye and said anything. They just went, yeah, you're right. Santa Claus is, but where she actually lost me was when she said, Jesus is white. And I said, have you ever read the Bible?
And that got second billing. That's what the thing that got...
Boy, I'm telling you.
Santa Claus. Job,
all right. Thank you, Don.
Go straight to the ghetto.
All right.